This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An investigation's begun in New York City after three suspicious devices were found inside a Manhattan subway station and a street corner nearby during the height of the morning rush hour. Police say what appeared to be rice cookers were placed by garbage cans in the Fulton Street subway station by a man police now want to talk to. They say the suspicion is they were purposely placed to look like possible bombs. Israeli officials have reversed course and now say they would allow Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib of Michigan to enter Israel as she had wanted to on Sunday. The Democrat had wanted to visit with her grandmother and other residents of the West Bank. However, Tlaib is now said to be canceling her trip, even if Israeli officials were willing to let her visit. And this is USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
President Trump at a campaign rally in Manchester, New Hampshire last evening, defending his latest immigration rule, known as the public charge rule.
Republicans believe public benefits should be protected for truly needy Americans.
The new rule would limit access to legal immigration procedures if an applicant is found to be on public benefits like food stamps and housing vouchers. 13 state attorney generals have filed suit against the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, saying that the rule is unlawful and un-American. A Fox News poll has President Trump losing to four Democratic presidential hopefuls in head-to-head matchups. It finds he'd lose to former VP Joe Biden right now by 50-38%. NASCAR's Dale Earnhardt Jr. and his family are safe after a fiery plane crash in East Tennessee late yesterday. The aircraft burst into flames after rolling off the end of the runway. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Trump administration has to provide basic hygiene items like soap and toothpaste to kids in migrant detention facilities in the state of Texas. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals upholding a lower court ruling yesterday from 2017 that the government is required to provide those hygiene items, adequate sleeping conditions, food and water to children held at detention centers in the Rio Grande Valley. Newark, New Jersey's problem with lead in its drinking water is continuing. New testing shows the 40,000 water filters handed out last fall to protect against lead contamination may not be doing the job. They're the same as the ones that were used in Flint, Michigan during that water crisis. Newark's been handing out bottled water, including thousands of cases that were past the best buy date before swapping them out for fresher cases of water. And the Federal Communications Commission is fining the Jimmy Kimmel Live show on ABC $395,000 for using fake alert tones during a sketch on the program. Kimmel broadcast them as part of the skit that made fun of the presidential alert test. Well, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
If it's going to happen, hey, it's going to take all of us, ladies and gentlemen. This isn't a Republican or Democratic thing. This is a we thing. This is an American thing. The country that believes in the Constitution, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I'm Bill Martinez. Good to have you with us. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, we've been saying on this show for quite a bit after the shootings in Ohio and El Paso, so much concern about it. But what about Chicago? And that very same weekend, 59 people were shot, including 7 fatally, in a mostly poor black neighborhood in the city's south and west sides. But it's as if Atlas shrugged here. No concern. I mean, if we just become so immune and so conditioned to hear of violence in Chicago and just ignore it, maybe because it just doesn't fit the narrative that is convenient for those that want to talk about gun control. I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine, but Rainer Jackson is with us right now. He's founder and chairman of Black Americans for a Better Future. Rainer, good to have you back with us. It's been a while. Been too long, as a matter of fact. We need to have you on a more regular basis because we at a time when your viewpoint is critical, it needs to be heard.
Enjoyed talking with you.
Well, so as I laid out, and something that it was frustrating for me all along is that everybody wanted to talk about El Paso and Dayton, Raynard, but Chicago's overlooked. I mean, what is it? Chicago lives don't matter?
Well, yeah, that's the irony, Bill, of liberalism. They say black lives matter, but it seems like to me certain lives matter within the liberal community because guess what? Isn't it amazing, Bill? I was telling this reporter the other day. You have members of the Congressional Black Caucus when the one kid that was illegal died in ICE custody 2 months ago. Mm-hmm. I saw a grown man sitting on TV crying, but no one sheds a tear for the kids who are killed every weekend in Chicago.
Exactly.
I'm just dumbfounded at that, Bill. I really am.
Well, you see, this is the problem. I mean, you can't pick and choose, you know, what lives are more important. It's either all lives or no lives. And we're fooling ourselves to think that it's something we can pick and choose. And this is all coming to a head, Rainer, I believe. And this is why there's so many positive things being done by way of saving babies' lives. As you know, and we've noted this, it seems like forever, that Black America was targeted by Planned Parenthood. And, Dr. Ben Carson and others have called it nothing short of a genocide. And, you know, where's Jesse Jackson? Where's Al Sharpton? Where are the traditional leaders of Black America? They're silent on this, and it's going, what is going on? I mean, all to your point that, it doesn't fit their specific narrative.
Right. But also the people you name are not leaders in the black community. They are media-appointed leaders. And, for example, I often tell people that the NAACP, the Urban League, the Congressional Black Caucus represents their membership, mm-hmm. not the black community. It's a big difference.
Right. Well, and to that point, maybe that's why all the money they raise goes to other interests instead of to the black communities, right?
Yeah, but Bill, here's the frustration. Now, that's a great point you just brought up. If you look at where Al Sharpton gets his money, he gets money from Fortune 50 companies. And who Sharpton takes their money and then beat them up on the issue. Why have these Republicans in Congress, why have they not forced these companies to support conservative black causes? And I've had conversations with members of Congress about this. They are too afraid to play that game where liberals will sit up here and beat the heck out of a Fortune 50 company and force them to give to causes they don't even believe in.
Well, this is a modern-day shakedown, isn't it?
Well, yeah, so we need to shake down on our side to promote our causes.
Exactly. Well, exactly. I mean, look what happened. I mean, in Baltimore, people are finally realizing, surprisingly going, wait a minute, Baltimore got $16 billion? Where'd that money go?
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. So what we need to do with relative to Baltimore, Bill, I would not suggest the president meets with the elected Democratic leadership. What they should do is hold a series of town hall meetings open to the public, and if elected members of Baltimore want to come, fine. But go straight to the people, listen to them, mm-hmm. voice their concern, and then have people like Senator Tim Scott from South Carolina, Ben Carson. And other mm-hmm. cabinet members, and say, okay, we hear what your issues are. Now, here's our conservative solution to mm-hmm. the issues you just said that was important to you.
Right. Well, and Dr. Ben Carson started that. In fact, even invited Elijah Cummings to come along, and Cummings didn't want to come alongside. I mean, you know, this partisanship has got to stop, you know, because,
Bill, you got to go. See, I disagree with Ben inviting Elijah Cummings. He is the problem. Take it to the people.
No,
I don't know if
you
saw it last week. Yeah. Al Sharpton was in Baltimore. They booed him.
They booed him. Yeah, exactly.
Yes. On camera.
Yeah, they're realizing that he hasn't been helping the people, and he just wants to be out there for the media opportunities. You're exactly right. But I only think from the standpoint of Dr. Carson inviting Elijah Cummings is he tried the higher thing. He took at least for an opportunity of getting it away from the partisanship. Hey, let's go and consider solutions. But Elijah Cummings exposed himself by not wanting to participate. But I think your point is definitely well taken, Raynard, whether it's Ben Carson and Tim Scott and others. True leaders for black America who go down and have these town halls and say, all right, come on, let's take notes. Let's take names. Let's make this thing happen. Let's get some solutions here, because it doesn't seem to be that it's a money problem, because with $16 billion, I mean, how many schools would have been built in that area of Baltimore with $16 billion?
Right, right. I was once told, Bill, that the sign of a great teacher is one who makes himself increasingly unnecessary.
Exactly.
We have a whole infrastructure built around keeping poor people, regardless of color, stuck on government programs. So can you imagine if you cleaned up the drugs in Baltimore, a lot of social workers would be unemployed.
Yes. Wouldn't that be exciting?
Our goal should be to put them out of business.
Well, you know, and the thing is, this is what Donald Trump's bringing to the dance here, is that he's bringing in accountability. As you know, when he first came into office, almost the number one question routinely he asked in the hallways is, how are we doing on jobs? How are we doing on jobs? I mean, when you have that kind of leadership and somebody beating the drumbeat for jobs, guess what happens? They become target focused. Look where we are with jobs right now. Now, the next step is if we're going to tackle these specific inner city problems, then that becomes the focus. How are we doing here? How many schools have we done? How many people have we taken out of poverty? What is the number? Now, that becomes the focus, and we start, you know, which is being realized, there's no doubt, with the low unemployment rate that we're at right now. All sectors, you know, Hispanics, blacks, minorities, hourly wages, income has been hit has been positively affected under the policies of Trump. But, you know, I think now's the time to really push the pedal to the metal. Let's go after these things. And I want to get more into the ideas that you're sharing with Black Americans for a better future. Raynard Jackson is with us, and this conversation will continue. Raynard, thank you. I really appreciate your time and insight on this.
Okay, thank you, Bill.
Okay, stay tuned. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back. More from Raynard Jackson after this, 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Maybe it's okay. Russian independent we are. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, this portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by Sovereign Laboratories, the makers of Colostrum LD. Check out BillMartinezLive.com. Click on their banner ad and get back to the road of health. I'll tell you, it'll definitely make a difference. You'd be surprised. I was. I mean, this is just absolutely fantastic. I find myself becoming an evangelist for the product. So check it out. I know that it's going to make a difference for you. In 2016, President Trump, then candidate Trump, went to Black America. He went to the minorities of the country and said, look, give me a chance. What do you got to lose? Especially those that had staunchly believed in the Democratic agenda and, had voted Democratic all their life, even though some things had been changing within the party. But here comes this businessman. This gazillionaire who goes to the communities and says, look, give me a shot. What have you got to lose? And here we are almost 3 years later, and the proof, as they say, is in the pudding, Rainer Jackson, because look what President Trump's policies have done for minority Americans, but also for America right across the board. I mean, the BEA study came out, because the narrative by the mainstream media has been, oh, it's only the 1% that they got all the money. The 99% didn't get anything. But here is the official report that comes down and says, no, absolutely wrong. In fact, the 1% got less. It was the 99% that got the lion's share, and they're doing better.
Exactly. The only problem I see with this bill is we conservatives, the White House, the RNC, they have to put together a more effective communication strategy specifically to the Black community, talking about their successes. And I think that's been the Achilles heel of this administration, is effective communication.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is very difficult when 90% of the narrative out there is purposely negative. I mean, you don't do that by accident. I mean, this is by design. I mean, you've got Google on election night, according to an insider, the management of Google was upset. They're in tears, saying this will never happen again. So there's a lot of thumbs on the scales going on, but there is no question that President Trump has, even though he tweets the heck out of everybody, he still needs to be able to get that message, down to the grassroots, does he not?
Exactly. And that's why I think he needs to start meeting with Black entrepreneurs who are conservative, who have a story to sell, who can talk about the success of their businesses as a result of the 2017 tax cut that he gave America. And we need to start seeing visually more Blacks with the president, with the RNC, with members of Congress. So we need to bombard the media, newspaper, radio, TV with positive images of folks who are with us from the Black community. And that narrative will begin to change.
Yeah, and you bring up an excellent point. And, of course, you are there. You're talking with Black entrepreneurs. You're seeing the excitement on their face, because there's nothing like a job to take you out of misery, and nothing like realizing a dream. I mean, how many Blacks over the previous decades were sitting there, and we say Blacks, but Hispanics, all people of minority, and I just say people that had a dream that, that wakes up at 3 o'clock in the morning going, shoulda, coulda, woulda, and if I had the opportunity, if only I would do this. And a lot of if onlys dreams are being realized by people. And, we're not talking, something that you've got to make up. As you say, you're talking with minorities, and they're excited to say, look at what they've been able to do as a result of the positive policies for business growth.
Without a question, Bill. And so, again, we don't need to persuade Blacks, because Blacks are already conservative. We don't need to convince them, because we're convinced that liberalism doesn't work. The only thing we need is to be invited to be a part of the team.
Wow.
That's all we need to do.
Well, I got to tell you, that invitation needs to be loud and clear. I don't know what else needs to be done here. But as you say, you have this sense that there's still a distance here. But, this tent can accommodate. I mean, look, we've got some excellent representatives, from the minority community. And these representatives have great stories. There's stories of encouragement here to share that will raise the boats of others to say, look, it is happening. I mean, what you're hearing about is it's not with some exception. I mean, when you hear the stories of like Dr. Ben Carson, where all odds were against him being raised by a single mom, but this was a mom that she didn't shirk her business. I mean, she was serious about making sure those boys went on to be contributing successes to society.
Yeah, without question. But there are hundreds of thousands of Ben Carsons in the black community all across the country who don't have a platform to tell their story. And that's what we as a party and as a movement need to provide, that platform. Bill, I just got touched. I got a crisis I need to go deal with. Can you get me back on again?
Oh, no, absolutely. Take care of the crisis. You're always welcome here, Raynard. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much, Bill.
All right, you take care. God bless. And what Raynard's talking about here, again, even in the Hispanic community, you may have heard me refer to this, is the abuelas, the grandmothers. I see them, as I was a kid growing up, when you were messing up, your grandmother would look at you and she'd give you that look first, put the oh on you. And if you didn't respond and, straighten out your stuff, what would shortly follow would be a chancla, a house slipper. She'd make sure that she got your attention. And I'm saying maybe that's what we need. We need a grandma revolt, because in the black community, the same way. Grandmas, boy, I'll tell you, they run the roost. And to get some of these knucklehead delinquents and these kids, they've gone through the process. We all go through the process. We make mistakes, and sometimes it requires, grandmas, parents, like Ben Carson's mom, people that care, that are willing to go down and say, look, at enough of this stuff. I'm not going to allow you to be a knucklehead. You got to do right by yourself and for this family. And, there's plenty of opportunity here in this country. And we're seeing this time and again. We've got immigrants who come here to this country with hardly anything, and they are becoming successful entrepreneurs because it's available. This is still the land of opportunity, the land of the free and the home of the brave. And, you have to consider what narrative you're buying into, and are you adding or taking away? Are you adding to the quality of the American way of life? Are you contributing, or are you taking away? Are you a victim and you want it? Look at, we all have issues. We all have issues and things that we can look to and, find an excuse. But I would encourage you, whatever it takes, and encourage the grandmas, the abuelas, the black grandmas, the Asian grandmas. I mean, the force of of their stature in the family is such. Well, I'll tell you, I've seen lives turn in an instant. I mean, there's nothing like having a chancla thrown over your head, and maybe even if it connects, to get a hold of your attention to straighten you out. I see this all the time as a kid growing up in Hispanic communities, and I love it. I love it, and I'm so grateful for it. And I know that there's some kids out there that are hearing me. I say kids, maybe older adults that went through that and they got hit with a chunkler or two along the way, and say, I love my grandmother for doing that. I love her that she cared enough for me to take her chunkler off her foot and send it my way and straighten me out. Because that's what we do sometimes. We want to challenge gravity. You've heard me say, sometimes we have to get on the roof and challenge gravity, find out gravity still isn't play. There are laws, institutional laws, spiritual laws that are in play here that if we violate, there are consequences. And it seems that we have a generation right now that is questioning, these obvious laws. And it's up to us, those who have gone through and experienced and have got the scars, saying, you don't want a scar like this. This is a stupid scar, because I wanted to be stupid. And this is why I have the scar. And maybe we make a point and we make an impression upon this next generation that's coming up that can pick up this baton that Ronald Reagan spoke of, this baton for freedom and democracy that's not passed in the bloodstream, but is something that needs to be passed on one generation to the next with enthusiasm, with hope, and with encouragement. Great to have you with us. It's just about 29 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez Live. Go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An investigation's begun in New York City after three suspicious devices were found inside a Manhattan subway station and a street corner nearby during the height of the morning rush hour. Police say what appeared to be rice cookers were placed by garbage cans in the Fulton Street subway station by a man police now want to talk to. They say the suspicion is they were purposely placed to look like possible bombs. Israeli officials have reversed course and now say they would allow Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib of Michigan to enter Israel as she had wanted to on Sunday. The Democrat had wanted to visit with her grandmother and other residents of the West Bank. However, Tlaib is now said to be canceling her trip, even if Israeli officials were willing to let her visit. And this is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. Lou Euler joins us now. He is the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee, one of the nation's leading grassroots taxpayer lobbies. Lou, how are we doing, buddy?
We're doing just great, and you know, help wanted signs across America are indicating that tax reform is performing for average people and families and helping the economy generally. You bet.
Well, no doubt about it. Then we're also seeing a rise in hourly wages here, Lou, which is really encouraging. You know, Democrats are talking about minimum wage while Trump is talking maximum wage.
Absolutely. The what is being offered now are sign-on bonuses. There are all kinds of additions to 401ks, health insurance, paid vacations, all kinds of good things that are coming when you have a full employment market where the employer has to compete with other employers for scarcity of labor, and that is great for average people across America.
It's an excellent opportunity, Lou. As you and I have discussed before, I mean, you and I have been around this rodeo for a while, and we appreciate hardworking, effective employees. And if you can go out there and man your oar, as you say, I've stolen that from you. I love that idea. You've got to, you know, roll with everybody else and be a good employee. It'll go well for you. And there's not a whole lot, you know, in terms of expectation of what has to be accomplished in order to be a stellar employee, like, you know, showing up every day for work on time. I mean, Lou, if you show up for work every day on time, according to the U.S. labor study, you're in the top percent, top 10% of the U.S. labor force.
Yes, yes. It's it just is amazing, and that it reaches all of the minority workers as well. Mm-hmm. It's just this flies directly in the face of these claims about the shootings that are taking place, that the president is racist and all the rest. The help that has happened through the economy for people of all races suggests that it's just nonsense, and we ought to just poke people in the eye for making those kinds of ridiculous claims.
Well, the fact of the matter is, you don't have to poke them in the eye. The fact does. You know, the facts do. You know, to your point, is that this is crossing, you know, this goes across all demographies, all, you know, all genders. I mean, it is equal opportunity. If you want to go ahead and pull up your bootstraps and go put in a good day's work, it's going well for you. And as you and I talked about before, you know, the BEA report is really, you talk about a poke in the eye. If it isn't, you know, poke you down to your heart, and you're such so hard-hearted and being a knucklehead and trying to say that the tax cuts were only for the 1%, and the BEA report came out clearly, again, you and I talked about this a couple of weeks ago, Lou, that 99% benefited greater than the top 1%. So the lie that has been perpetrated out there and saying the top 1% got all the money and, you know, the middle class, the rest of the 99% got the short end of the stick. That's not what the government agency report is telling us.
That's exactly right. The report suggests that the beneficiaries are the 99% of Americans, not the 1% that the New York Times and the Washington Post and the left-wing progressives would urge. It's just, it's very broad.
Well, what's so disgusting on top of that is not only, I mean, okay, we're used to getting that kind of narrative from the mainstream media and the left-wingers and that sort of thing, but when you're talking about aspiring candidates to be president of the United States, when you espouse this lie, I mean, you know, that is absolutely reckless, and it's disheartening. I mean, we're at a point when we've got the wind at our back, and instead of cheering, you know, the labor force on and cheering this country on, it's like you have people like Bill Maher that are hoping for the demise of the Trump economy.
Yes, yes, it's, and we do have some problems internationally. Some of the tariff efforts that the president is trying to make with China to bring down the cost of goods from China and some of the rest of the world, those are introducing a little subtle instability into the mm-hmm. situation. But we will overcome it. And you know, what's happening in Hong Kong with the people
right.
resisting the rule of China,
right.
The communist rule? What's happening in other parts of the world, in Iran, where the Persians are trying to rise up and take back the wonderful nation that they had controlled for eons? That's the kind of policy and foreign policy mm-hmm. that our president is leading that helps us throughout the world.
Well, because of what happened, you know, in these just two areas specifically, this is why there should be a sense of urgency and forget about resistance. There should be support for these foreign policies that will lend to the success not only of America, but the world at large. Lou, you and I talked about this before, is that if we had a little bit of cooperation from Congress, the UMCA, which is low-hanging fruit, that thing should have been signed and put to bed a long time ago. But because they don't want to give Trump Trump a win. And I said, what do you mean you want to give Trump? How about the American people? This is a win for American industry, American people, the USMCA. We get that down. We get the Japan trade deal done. We get a couple of European partners. We get their act squared away. And what kind of pressure does that put on China, you know, to cooperate and be a fair player in the world body? I think it goes up exponentially. But as long as the Democrats continue to pour cold water on something as robust as this economy, which is helping all Americans, and Americans need to see this. It is the Democrats that are doing what they can to resist and retard the process when we could be well beyond this and we'd be looking at 4 and 5 GDP. But thank you very much, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. You know, you have done everything you can to work against us. And last time I checked, I thought we were on the same team.
Yes, no, you're absolutely right. And the more that we see of the results of what Trump and company have done is we're seeing a rate of economic growth and a return of the tax revenues that we had expected, and it's all for the positive as we bring down the size of government. Let's face it, as you add more people to the manning the oars, the workforce, take them off of the dole,
right,
then you get a greater economic return for everyone, and
exactly,
that's what we're trying to do.
Beyond that, the happiness ratio is up. The misery index goes down, happiness ratio up, and then you listen to the Democrats, and what do they want to do? They want to take us back, and they're not happy with the misery index being low. They like it when the misery index is high for whatever reason. I mean, it confuses me, Lou, because I don't want to be in a kind of country when, you know, the problems you have are you know, self-applied, and you know, we end up shooting our own self in the foot. I mean, how does that make sense?
Yes. No, you're absolutely right. And all we have to do is just, you know, play the positive, and we'll just win for everybody.
Well, the voters need to take notes, Lou. They need to take notes and see who's doing this to them and who's who's helping and who's hurting. And clearly, I mean, I'll lay it right on the Democrats, and I'll talk to anybody about this, because they're not helping the cause. They're getting in the way. They need to lead, follow, or get out of the way so that we, the people, can enjoy the success right now, because it's not always going to be this way, Lou. That's what I'm concerned about.
No, you're absolutely right, and as we'll go through ups and downs, but I'll tell you, when you're growing the economy the way we are now with everybody manning the oars, why, we have a very, very bright future. But you're right, we have to get the naysayers out of our face. And,
exactly.
Get on with the positive.
Maybe we just need to give them an oar, and even if we have to hit them on over the head with the oar, just kidding. But you know, but here's your oar. Let's pick it up, and why don't you get with the rest of us, and let's progress in a positive way. He's the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee, Lou Euler. Where can they go for more information, Lou?
They can go to limittaxes.org and have a happy day.
This is Dan Perkins from Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Have you noticed that interest rates on home loans have dropped at least 1% in the last 6 months? Did you miss the opportunity to refi your home mortgage the last time interest rates were heading lower? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Get focused and know the facts of your existing mortgage. So go to the safe or the shoebox, wherever you have important papers, and look through it and find your mortgage. Next, look through it and find out these three things. When did you take out the loan, the year, how much did you borrow, the amount, and what is the interest rate, percentage? Write this down on a sticky and put it on the fridge and start looking at bankrate.com for mortgage interest rate. If the new rate is 1% or more lower than the rate on the fridge, start looking at a refi. Remember, a refi puts money in your pocket. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the low
lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Bill Martinez.
If you want to know,
we're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Oh, what a story we have for you next. Peter Gentile joins us. He's the producer of the award-winning 9/11 documentary that is so incredible. The title is You Are Here, Come From Away Story. Peter, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Wow, what a documentary. This is so powerful. I've not seen anything like this. And I know some people hear, well, a 9/11 documentary, another one. This is from a whole new perspective altogether. And it, to me, it fascinates me how you came in contact with this.
In my career, you find stories that you like, and some stories come to you. This one here came to me. A director approached me about working on a story. I've been working on a very tough drug abuse kind of story in the west coast of Canada for like 2 or 3 years. It was very tough. I said, I actually want to get out of the business. I said, I just want to do something on blooming flowers. And he said to me, I have something that's just like blooming flowers. And it was this project. And it ended up being that because, in a kind of a crazy time that we're living in, it's a feel-good story and a way of looking at a tragedy in a different way and reframing the narrative. So I was very happy about that. And I'm telling you, very, very happy with the response that we've been getting and actually surprised that there's a desire for it.
Wow, it's awesome. I got to, of course, I'm going to tell our audience this is an absolute blessing, what you've done here. Peter, are you from Canada?
I am. I'm born and bred in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. My parents came from Italy, and Newfoundland is an island which is about 2,000 miles away from us, about 2,000 miles away from New York City. Mm-hmm. And that island has about 500,000 people that live on it. And one of the things that really differentiates it is that they have this massive airport there, And it was done when before the jets could fly directly into Europe, and so it was a place where people would refuel. So there's this massive airport, 2 miles long runway there, and it was built by Americans and Canadians, a joint venture between them. And so they've always had aviation as part of their history, and they've, and because they're an island, and when shipping was a big deal, you know, like the Titanic, for example, you know, it went down just off the shores of Newfoundland,
exactly,
in the middle
right.
of the Atlantic, and so it's important for that historically, but in recent times, because everyone flies direct, you know, not as many flights had gone there, and so when 9/11 happened, you know, they had these runways that were there, and a population that no one could have expected in terms of how they treated everyone.
Yeah, they were able to answer the call. I got to tell you, I imagine the Chamber of Commerce there in Newfoundland is going to be very grateful, because you're going to have a lot of people not wanting to make it necessarily an emergency stop, but find a way to stop in Newfoundland.
You know, listen, it's a great place. You know, it was the last province I ever visited in Canada, and everyone would tell me or tells us how great the people are. And you know, you hear about it, and you know, you discount it a little bit. But when you go there, they're even more than what you had sort of anticipated. They're just a very tight knit community, and I think it's a great example for us all to see. Because in this kind of fast paced world and living in big cities and things, you kind of forget the tried and true and simple things in life that, you know, sometimes you just have to lean on each other a little bit, and they showed it in spades.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, the whole idea of a come from away, explain to our audience that that line, because that's very meaningful there for the people in Newfoundland.
The thing is because they're an island, they live there, and, you know, visitors that come from anywhere else, they call them come from aways, because they're coming from someplace else.
Right.
So come from aways. And so all the plane people that landed that day, and there was like almost 7,000 of them in a town of 9,000.
Yes.
Give you the kind
Suddenly
of,
the population doubles, you know.
That's right. You know, people think, you know, it doesn't seem that many, but think of a city like New York, 10 million people, and having 7 million people show up. I mean, that's the kind of size that happened, and how, and they don't have the infrastructure. And so basically what ended up happening, instead of people going into hotel rooms and things like that, is people opened their homes,
right.
Got the stoves going, and just cooked up meals, like over, you know, 100,000 meals. And
amazing.
For free,
amazing.
For no cost, no
right.
remuneration. They did it out of the goodness of their heart. And it wasn't, you know, it just happened spontaneously.
Exactly.
It's pretty incredible.
Well, it definitely demonstrates the hearts of the people there in the community. We got a little bit ahead of ourselves, but let me give you a little bit of background as to what happened. The story starts with 9/11, and here it is. You've got the attack of both towers there, as everybody remembers, in New York on 9/11. And meanwhile, we had planes up in the air. And go ahead.
Yeah, I think sort of what somebody told me once, I'm not sure if it's true, but it kind of sounds true, that at any given time in the world, there's like a million people in the air.
Mm.
And so what ended up happening was, when they shut down the airspace, they have planes, and if they've gone more than halfway past the Atlantic, you have to continue on your flight. So they had all these planes in the air, and they couldn't go into the U.S. airspace because it was closed, and so they had to find different airports where they could land all of these mainly jumbo jets.
Exactly.
And because of such a large runway in Newfoundland and Gander,
right.
they could land them there. And so what ended up happening, planes started coming, and they were on the tarmac for basically a day before they could
24 hours.
Organize. Yeah, they could organize where they were all going to go, and they didn't know how long the airspace was going to be closed, because no one, you know, it's 18 years ago, but we all remember the kind of fear and terror that day.
Exactly.
Nobody knew really what was going to happen next.
Well, in the documentary, ladies and gentlemen, you see 40 planes on the tarmac. I mean, tail to tail, they're parked. I mean, every space that they could possibly find to, you know, set these planes up. I mean, you know, how many airports? I mean, Gander, although a nice long runway, but even then, I mean, it was stretching its capacity and infrastructure to manage 40 planes parked all at the same time, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow.
And, you know, there was a bit of fear, too, because, you know, the people on the plane didn't know what had happened. There is a bit of,
right,
you know, fear and suspicion. Who's on the planes? What happens with these planes? You know, but no one was sure of anything. The information, it's not like now where everyone has a, you know, cell phone or whatever and you can text information. I mean, there was only like a few people on the entire plane that had any type of cellular phones, those big brick phones way back when.
Exactly.
And so the information was sketchy, and most of them didn't know what happened until, you know, 15 to 24 hours when they were let off the planes, they were able to see it on TV.
Right. Yeah, they got some anecdotal information because of some, you know, minimal cell phone contact, that there was something happening. And, of course, the airline wanted to be very careful about what kind of information they put out there so they didn't freak people out. And then, of course, you know, you've got the people there that, you know, they don't know who to trust suddenly. You know, even the airlines are thinking, hey, God only knows, we could have some terrorists, you know, on the plane itself here. And they just happened to get caught in the net. And, you know, so they had to be watchful. And even when they, you know, got off the plane, it was just, hey, you just take something light. You can't take any luggage. This is why the call went out for, you know, clothing even, because the people end up staying there in Gander, what, 2-3 days?
They were there for 5 days. They
left 5 days.
On
wow.
Tuesday, and the last plane left on Saturday, and actually Sunday, the last plane left. And you know, they didn't have clothes with them, and so, you know, Walmart helped out and gave them clothes, and Salvation Army helped out, and
right.
You know, people would just you know, people don't lock their doors there at that on that province in that town, and people would just give them the address. They go in, take a shower, stay, have dinner with families and things like that. It was an incredible, spontaneous show of human kindness at a time that the people desperately needed it. And I think that that's the kind of notion that, you know, you want to believe it's out there, and
right.
This proves that story.
Well, in the contrast of evil, I mean,
yes.
Here evil had displayed itself in a dramatic way, killing 3,000 people on American soil, and now here we've got 40 planes, and this is just a part of it. I mean, you know, because as I'm hearing you talk and having seen the documentary, Peter, I'm thinking, how many other stories around the country, you know, around the world are like this?
Well, hopefully more and more of them come out. I think the thing is, you know, the timing of our story, because people are saying, it's, you know, it's 18 years later, why now?
Mm-hmm.
And I think like any time that a tragedy happens, if it's a death in the family or, you know, a divorce or bankrupt, it takes time to get through a tragic moment. And through stories and things like that, we can kind of redirect the narrative and understand it in a different kind of way and help in the process of healing people that went through, because we all have a story about that day. We all remember
exactly
vividly where we were.
Wow.
And no one asked to be there, but you know, sometimes the call will come, and are you going to stand up and help when you're looked to? And these people did, and I think that that's a story that that needs to be told over and over again.
Well, and as you say, the stories abound for almost 7,000 people. There was even a couple that got together, right? I mean, there were two single people in there.
That's correct. One from England, another from Texas.
So how can people see the documentary?
Well, on the evening of September 11th at 7 p.m., wherever you might be in the U.S., it's in all 50 states. They'll be playing in theaters nearby through Fathom Events. You can Google it. You Are Here documentary, or You Are Here doc, or go to Fathom Events and get tickets, because the thing is, it's an important story. It's a timely story. And I think the thing is, the story is a movement, and we watch it and be a little bit kinder to each other.
Yes.
The world will be a better place.
Well, you've blessed us richly, Peter. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Peter Gentile, and he is a producer of the award-winning 9/11 documentary, You Are Here. Thank you, Peter.
Thank you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells.
Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Most of you know that heart...